Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Thursday, January 16th, 2025.
UK inflation takes a surprising turn. Recent data surprises everyone as inflation in the UK slows down to 2.5% in December 2024, down from 2.6% in November. This unexpected drop contrasts sharply with economists' predictions that inflation would hold steady. The Office for National Statistics, the UK's official statistics agency, reported these figures, hinting at easing price pressures in the economy. Finance Minister Rachel Reeves welcomed the news, especially after a recent market sell-off. Investors are adjusting their expectations for the Bank of England's financial policy, now seeing an 84% chance of a quarter-point interest rate cut on February 6, 2025. This is a significant jump from a 60% chance before the inflation report. While this decline may offer some relief for the government, analysts warn that rising energy prices and rapid wage growth could push inflation back up, possibly exceeding 3% in early 2025. The economic landscape remains uncertain, with British government bond yields falling from multi-decade highs. The British pound sterling has seen fluctuations but stabilized after the report, reflecting mixed market reactions. Overall, this softer inflation report may reassure investors about the Bank of England's ability to maintain a gradual easing cycle in the coming months.
Federal prosecutors decline charges in Ronald Green case. Federal prosecutors have decided not to charge the police officers involved in the fatal arrest of Ronald Green, an unarmed black motorist who died during a violent encounter with law enforcement in May 2019. Initially, police reports claimed Green died in a car crash, but shocking body camera footage later showed officers dragging and beating him while he pleaded for help. This incident has ignited national conversation about police violence, especially against black individuals. Green was 49 years old at the time of his death, and his case raises serious concerns about excessive force and accountability within the justice system. The decision not to charge the officers may further erode public trust in law enforcement. Louisiana's complicated history with race relations makes this case particularly significant, as the lack of accountability could stall calls for police reform. This situation highlights the urgent need for meaningful changes in law enforcement to protect the rights of all individuals regardless of their race.
Rising tensions over Trump's comments on Canada and Greenland. Tensions are rising over President-elect Donald Trump's provocative remarks about Canada and Greenland. He has suggested making Canada the 51st American state and taking control of Greenland, a self-governing area of Denmark. These statements have alarmed leaders around the world, who fear they could turn the U.S. into a country that acts unpredictably. Canadian politicians have firmly rejected Trump's claims, stressing the importance of independence and historical ties with the U.S. European leaders, including Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen, have made it clear that Greenland is not for sale. Countries like France and Germany are concerned about the potential fallout from Trump's rhetoric, while Norway has labeled his comments intolerable, worrying about NATO's unity. While some of Trump's supporters laugh off his remarks, experts warn that such attitudes could lead to serious diplomatic consequences, reminding us that ignoring the rights of smaller nations has historically sparked major conflicts.
United Health Group faces uncertainty after executive's murder. United Health Group is grappling with uncertainty following the shocking murder of executive Brian Thompson in New York City. As the company gears up to report its quarterly results on January 15, 2025, analysts are closely watching its outlook. This tragic event has raised serious concerns about the company's future. United Health had estimated a profit of $29.50 to $30 per share, but doubts are creeping in. Analysts point to rising medical costs and challenges in Medicare and Medicaid, which are crucial for many Americans. Julie Utterback from Morningstar warns that the gap between Medicaid payments and the services people need could slow profit growth next year. With increasing scrutiny on pharmacy benefit managers like United Health's Optum division, the company may face tough questions about its practices. As public opinion shifts, the interplay between corporate governance and consumer trust in the health insurance industry becomes more critical.
Decline in foreign investment in South Korea. Foreign investment in South Korea has sharply declined due to rising political uncertainty. A recent report shows that foreign investors sold South Korean equities worth $2.58 billion in December 2024, marking a significant shift as they became net sellers in the bond market for the first time in 9 months. This led to a total outflow of over $3 billion, the largest drop since March 2020, when the COVID-19 pandemic shook global markets. During this time, the South Korean won weakened by 5.2% against the US dollar, raising alarms among investors about the country's political stability. This uncertainty was largely triggered by President Yoon Suk-yeol's brief imposition of martial law in early December, which diminished trust in the market. These trends underscore the vital role foreign investment plays in South Korea's economy, as significant outflows can lead to currency depreciation and increased market volatility. As the nation faces these challenges, keeping an eye on foreign investment trends will be crucial for understanding the broader economic landscape.
Janet Yellen on economic recovery. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen passionately defended the Biden administration's economic response to the COVID-19 pandemic. She highlighted that the administration's stimulus spending, including the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan Act, was crucial in preventing job losses and supporting recovery. Yellen noted that inflation began to decline in the U.S. earlier than in other wealthy nations, showcasing the economy's strength after the pandemic. While she acknowledged that stimulus spending may have slightly contributed to inflation, she emphasized its role in reducing inequalities for around 10 million people who lost jobs. Yellen argued that focusing solely on controlling inflation could have led to higher unemployment and reduced economic output. Currently, the U.S. unemployment rate is below 4%, a level not seen since the 1960s. She advocates for new economic strategies that prioritize investments in infrastructure and workforce development to address systemic problems and help families achieve a middle-class lifestyle.
Israeli airstrike in Jenin refugee camp. On January 15, 2025, an Israeli airstrike struck the Jenin refugee camp in the West Bank, resulting in the deaths of 6 Palestinians and injuring several others, according to the Palestinian Health Ministry. The Israeli Defense Forces, or IDF, carried out the operation using a drone that hit a neighborhood in the camp with 3 missiles. This tragic incident highlights the ongoing violence in the region, where over 800 Palestinians have died since October 2023. Palestinian officials have condemned the airstrike, with Anwar Rajab, a spokesperson for the Palestinian Security Forces, calling it a crime against efforts to protect the Palestinian people. The West Bank, under Israeli military control since the Six-Day War in 1967, remains a central point of conflict in the Israeli-Palestinian struggle. Understanding these events is essential for grasping the broader implications for peace in the region.
Wells Fargo's strong earnings and recovery efforts. Wells Fargo and Company, a leading American bank in San Francisco, has bounced back with impressive profits for the fourth quarter of 2024, fueled by a surge in investment banking activities. Shares rose by 3.1% to $73.40 as the bank reported a notable increase in earnings. This growth comes as corporate confidence returns, leading to more equity and debt issuances. Wells Fargo's investment banking fees skyrocketed by 59% year-over-year, totaling $725 million. The bank played a key role in advising Quikrete on its $11.5 billion acquisition of Summit Materials and led ServiceTitan's initial public offering, raising $718.5 million. Net income reached $5.08 billion, translating to earnings of $1.43 per share, a significant jump from last year's $3.45 billion. Under CEO Charlie Scharf, the bank is addressing compliance issues from a past scandal with the U.S. Federal Reserve imposing a $1.95 trillion asset cap. Recent reports suggest that regulatory tests may soon be completed, potentially lifting this cap and marking a major step in Wells Fargo's recovery. Overall, the bank's stock surged by 42.7% in 2024, outpacing competitors and reflecting growing optimism in the financial sector.
BitMEX fined $100 million for violating U.S. laws. BitMEX, the cryptocurrency exchange known as HDR Global Trading, has been hit with a hefty $100 million fine by a U.S. district judge in Manhattan. This penalty comes after the company failed to follow anti-money laundering laws, which are crucial for preventing financial crimes. The U.S. Department of Justice made this ruling, underscoring the seriousness of BitMEX's actions. Founders Benjamin Dello, Arthur Hayes, and Samuel Reed pleaded guilty to related charges and received probation. Initially, prosecutors sought a staggering $417 million fine, arguing that BitMEX didn't fully accept responsibility for its actions. This case serves as a wake-up call for other cryptocurrency exchanges, highlighting the need for strict compliance with regulations. As scrutiny on the cryptocurrency market increases, exchanges must adopt robust measures to prevent illegal activities and ensure their long-term success.
Russian missile strike forces power outages in Ukraine. On January 15, 2025, Russia launched a major missile strike on Ukraine, leading to urgent power outages across several regions. Ukrainian Energy Minister Herman Halashchenko reported that over 40 missiles were fired, with air defenses intercepting at least 30. The attack also involved around 70 drones, underscoring its scale. This strike targeted essential energy systems, which have been under threat since the conflict began in 2014. Ukrenergo, the state energy company, announced necessary outages in cities like Kharkiv, Sumy, and Zaporizhia to protect the energy grid. President Volodymyr Zelensky emphasized the urgent need for more air defense support from Western allies as civilians face severe challenges during the harsh winter. The ongoing conflict raises significant humanitarian issues, with power outages deeply affecting daily life. As tensions escalate, the international community is closely monitoring the situation, highlighting the urgent need for a resolution.
Tragic rescue operation in South Africa. A heartbreaking rescue operation in Stilfontein, South Africa, has uncovered a devastating situation. Authorities have found 78 bodies of illegal miners in a gold mine, where police had cut off food and water supplies for months. These miners, known as Zama-Zamas, often risk their lives due to extreme poverty and lack of job opportunities. The operation began on January 14, 2025. After a court ruling allowed volunteers to deliver essential aid to those trapped underground. Alongside the deceased, 166 survivors were rescued, many appearing malnourished and confused. The mine's depth, about 1.5 miles, made rescue efforts incredibly challenging. This incident highlights the urgent issue of illegal mining in South Africa, where economic struggles push individuals to seek desperate means of survival. The government's crackdown raises important questions about balancing law enforcement with humanitarian needs. Ultimately, this tragedy serves as a stark reminder of the human cost of illegal mining and the urgent need for solutions to address its root causes.
Biden's farewell address, a warning for democracy. On January 16, 2025, President Joe Biden delivered a farewell address from the Oval Office, expressing deep worries about the rise of an oligarchy in America. He warned that the growing concentration of wealth and power among a few threatens our democracy and the rights of citizens. Echoing former President Dwight Eisenhower, Biden pointed to the troubling ties between tech companies and the government, calling it the tech-industrial complex. He cautioned that false information is overwhelming the public, enabling abuses of power. His remarks followed Meta Platform's controversial decision to end its U.S. fact-checking program, which drew criticism from various groups, including conservatives like Donald Trump. Additionally, X, the platform previously known as Twitter, has relaxed its content moderation rules since Elon Musk's acquisition. Biden's address serves as a crucial reminder of the need for vigilance in protecting our democratic values and ensuring everyone has a fair chance to participate in politics. That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.